Be fully present in your physical body. If you're sitting, feel your seat on the chair and your feet on the floor. If you're lying, feel the connection from the back of your head, your shoulders, your hips, your heels. Wherever you touch, send roots from that place down into the physical reality of the earth. Send your roots down through the topsoil, through the subsoil, through the rock layers, deep through the rock layers, into the magma layers, and into the white, hot, molten metal at the heart of the earth. Make your roots big, like tap roots. And when those tap roots reach the center, send other roots out all the way around, in the total sphere, so that they go out from the molten metal, through the magma, through the rock, through the subsoil, through the topsoil, getting smaller and smaller and finer and branching, until an endless array of tiny rootlets is just below the surface of the earth. So that you are held by a root ball that bridges from the heart of the earth to your heart. And then also open a connection from the crown of your head to the heights of the sky, so that the three hearts connect, the heart mind of the universe, through your heart to the heart of the earth, and the heart of the earth through your heart to the heart mind of the universe. And with that connectedness, with your sense of your fully embodied physical self, bring your awareness to the edge place, where the physicality of yourself meets the rest of the all that is. The place where your skin meets the air, and the air meets your skin. Have a sense of the temperature difference wherever you are. From the uncovered places, your face, your hands, maybe your legs and your feet. If there's a breeze where you are, feel the air move. If the air is still, even so, feel its presence as the boundary between the flesh and the bones and the teeth of your being and the rest of the all that is. And from there, bring all of your attention to that small patch of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip. Bring your awareness there so that when you breathe in through your nose, you can feel the air move. And when you breathe out, you feel it move warmer. Hold your attention in this place for three full breath cycles, all the way in, and all the way out. And then follow the next breath all the way in through your nose, cold at the back of your throat, and down into your lungs as your ribs move out and down and your diaphragm sinks. And bring your attention with it down into your heart space. Bring all of your awareness to the space in the center of your chest. And from here, in this endarkened space, I want you to imagine all of yourself in an endarkened space. We are heading into the long nights, into the longest and the darkest night of the year. And in this darkness, we can hold the seeds of all potential. We can rest at the balance point between what has been and what is yet to come. And so sit in absolute darkness, with your sense of rooting to the earth and your connection up to the heights of the sky. Let go of thought. Let go of responsibility. Let go of the needing to do and rest in this place of being, at this balance point, at this endless rippling time, where all that is comes together in this one moment, where there is no light, where there is only being, where your breath comes into your heart space, and your awareness is all of your heart space, and of the darkness surrounding you. And with your next breath, I want you to kindle the smallest possible grain of an ember in your heart space. Or if you prefer, the smallest possible seed of a flower in the absolute darkness. The smallest possible ember of fire or seed of new beginnings. And the warmth of your breath touches it. And the warmth of each breath touches it. And so it grows. The ember grows into a flame, or the seed begins to grow to a flower. Sit with this. Let each breath touch it. Let each breath cause it to grow until the whole of your heart space is utterly consumed with the fires of the dark night or the seed of new beginnings. Bring your attention fully to your heart space, to the fire that grows there with each breath, to the seed of new beginnings that flowers with each breath. Simply be with the growing, with the holding, with the dark space around you, and with the life that your breath enkindles. Bring your attention always back to your breath. to the life that it brings, to the warmth and the leap of the flames, or the slow unfurling of the many, many petals of the flower. Your breath brings life. It brings light. It brings colour. How does it feel? How does this life feel inside you? Can your breath bring also a sense of joyful curiosity at the life that is growing inside you? Can it bring gratitude? Can it bring love for the light and the life and the breath, such that that love expands to fill the whole of your heart space? Such that the gratitude expands to fill the whole of your heart space. Such that the awe and wonder of the joyful curiosity expands to fill the whole of your heart space. And then, sit one last time with the fire that your breath has kindled, or the flower that your breath has brought to life. Appreciate the life that it is. Appreciate the life that your breath has brought. Let the joyful curiosity and the gratitude and the love, the three pillars of the heart mind, fill every part of your heart space, and let the essence of these spill out and out into the rest of your body, through your diaphragm, down into your abdomen and your pelvis and down your legs and into your feet, and up and out and down through your shoulders into your arms, to your hands, to your fingers, and up through your neck to the hinge of your jaw and up into your skull to fill the whole of your face and the whole of your head. Let your eyes be alive with the fire and the flame or the flower. Let the whole of your being dance to the life of the flame or the light and the colour of the flower, to the awe and wonder that attend them, to the great gratitude for their being, to the compassion for self and other that is the essence of love. Let these fill you, and as they fill you, bring your attention back to your breath, to the sense of it flowing through your nose and cold at the back of your throat, and down into your lungs as your ribs move out and down and your diaphragm sinks. And follow it out as your ribs move up and your diaphragm rises. Bring your attention once again to that small patch of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip. And follow it for a breath cycle all the way in and all the way out. And then expand your attention to all of the rest of that edge place where the physicality of yourself meets the rest of the all that is. Feel the place where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. The uncovered places of your face and your hands, perhaps your legs and your feet. Feel the air. Know the edge where the flesh and the bones and the teeth of your being meet with the physicality of the rest of reality. And know that this is not the edge of your being, only the edge of your physical self. And then bring your awareness back to the full physicality of yourself, to the places where you connect with the earth, your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor, if you're lying, the back of your head, your shoulders, your hips, your heels. Bring your attention back to the roots that sink into the earth and the root ball that we made that connects the heart mind of the earth with your heart mind, with the heart mind of the universe. And with that connectedness, begin to move. Roll your shoulders. Move your fingers, move your toes. And then softly, gently, open your eyes and with a very soft gaze, look around you to anchor yourself back in this time and this place.